Well, Coach, another season upon us as we're joined here by head coach John Dabney prior to the season opener for the Wildcats and the South Shelby Cardinals. It's a 7 o'clock kick right here on KTTN 92.3 FM. Not a typical offseason, certainly, with everything going on in the world, Coach, but you're a football guy, and I know football guys, especially those that are able to coach and play tonight, they're excited for the season.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I think obviously, it's an unusual situation for everybody, and we're always just, I think any coaches, not just football coaches, I think in general most football coaches are always trying to make a positive out of any negative and not sitting here Eeyore-ing it and just worried about this and that. We just got to, this is the best time we've got, a couple hours a day with each other, and let's get ready to play on that Friday night. So we're enjoying every single day.
How are the numbers in your program, Coach? Are we looking at somewhere in the 30s?
Right. Yeah, we're at 38. We were originally projected right starting out around 40, but there's a couple that we, three that we'd sure love to have back, but for whatever reason, we still have 38 young men that are they come to practice ready to go every day, and so it's just a very enjoyable group of kids.
Has to be just enjoyable for you just to have a team that I'm sure is a lot healthier than they were last year. Your team was a snake bit as any, just avoiding the injury bug last year, and I'm sure you got your fingers crossed that they can avoid the injuries this year, right?
Yeah, I think that's you'll watch a lot or read a lot of preseason previews, and I know I'm one of them. One of your goals for the year, you got to stay healthy, I mean, that's the nature of the game, or any sport, but especially football. I mean, you stay healthy, your progression and your consistency and everything each week gets a little bit better and better, and speed of play gets a little bit better. And, when you have to circle the wagons a little bit and get a couple guys that, through injury or whatever, kind of just, slows down that process a little bit. So you always hope for the best on those injuries, and but I've always been very proud of the next men that come in and help us out. I mean, you really watch this, there's a lot of gutsy performances from different people, and a lot of that experience that was gained, I think, whether you liked it or not last year, but, you're going to move on. You look at it at this point this year, you're like, wow, we've got some guys that actually had to get in there and do some playing, and, it's going to benefit you when it comes for the, just experience this year.
I don't have a roster in front of me, per se, but just kind of going off of what I know that you have in the backfield this year, Coach, you're going to have potentially some real good depth in that offensive backfield, are you not?
We return, absolutely. We're going to return some our starting backfield from last year with Dominic Dabney and Derek DePorto. And, we've lost Ryan Dabney at quarterback. We were able to have Malin Cole as our quarterback this year. And just looking great things from all three of those guys. Now, as far as depth, Derek's little brother, Darren, came in and played quite a bit when Derek had a little hamstring last year. Got a lot of playing time. John Ray De La Cruz, kind of one of our little wing backs, half backs, kind of a hybrid kid we've used a lot of different areas and that had to come in some last year. He's going to be a kid that's in there as well, whether Dominic needs a break or there's just a lot of kids that know what they need to do. They're cross-trained really well, and they know what if we need to fill in a different spot, that can do it. Got a nice young group of backs that are we've got some depth up at our older level that those young backs who are going to be pretty good ones too, that aren't going to have to do like what Darren had to do maybe last year, and he can they can just kind of nurture and get better down at the JV level.
So you got a longtime head coach, Mark Cole, on your staff this year, coming over from Maysville. How much of a help is that going to be to have a guy with that much head coaching experience on your staff?
No, it's fantastic. I mean, there's a lot of just a lot of experience, and you know, I've always known Mark for a long time, and you know, so there's a lot of things that you know, we think alike in a lot of different areas, and it's just nice to have a, when you had a friendship and you never coached together, now you're able to coach together. It's just a pleasure every day.
Is he going to be more of an offensive coordinator or a defensive coordinator? What kind of is his job title for your staff coach?
Mark is, I've got him, you know, I use him for a lot of different things, but I've got Mark doing a lot more heading up our defense, and you know, we and then I'm, of course, I'm probably more involved with our offense, and but I mean, we're our whole staff. Jason Melnick's a former head football coach. Justin Duffy. The nice thing about, we've got a nice experienced staff. We do a lot of collaborating with each other, and kind of in this pandemic type deal, we're able to kind of keep our group split a little bit and do our best when we're coming to practices. And you know, and Justin and I are kind of, you know, as far as if you had to give a title to, kind of coordinating those offenses. And Mark and Jason are kind of coordinating those young defenses together, and I couldn't ask for two better guys, three better guys to helping me out in all those different areas. Because, you know, sometimes at a rural school, small school, you aren't, you have to find those hardship coaches and those different things in different areas, and we all, just like a regular school district, trying to find substitute teachers. And so when you have a great group, you know, you just kind of like having a great group of seniors or a great group, just a great team in general, you know, you just enjoy every moment, every day, and just try to put everybody in their different wheelhouses and let them roll and let them coach, let them play, whatever it may be. And so we're all just in this, working together and just having a great time.
As you know, certainly they're going to have different skill sets as any student athlete would have. But the one thing that they have similarly is, you know, Ryan, your son who graduated last year, had 4 years of starting experience. And you get Malin coming in as your quarterback this year, and he has all these years of starting experience at Maysville. That is, you know, that's experience that not everybody has at this level.
Again, we're very fortunate that has come to fruition. And Malin's here, just real good, knowledgeable kid too, a coach's kid that just always got, you know, thinking football, and just you know, just real coachable, of course, and just, you know, we're just going with looking at everybody's talents, and just nice to have it, you know. I'm just blessed that, you know, when you have you graduated someone, but you're able to, you know, if you have to, you know, you're always trying to get that next man ready, but when the way this thing has played out, you've got a very experienced kid in Malin that's come in, and he's been working through our offense really, and because he's a kid that wants to, you know, sponge and learn everything, and so he's really adapted really quick to everything that we do.
And as far as your week one game, coach, you get a South Shelby team out of the Clarence Cannon that is always pretty salty and usually a very, very solid football program. Is it more of the same as far as the challenge you see from the Cardinals this week?
Yeah, we anticipate a really good challenge. I mean, South Shelby is, they're going to be good no matter what, no matter what you graduate, no matter what it is. There's, you know, just kids who are always believing in, you know, winning and hard-nosed football. And so it's, without Jamarees, and you got a new coach, you know, you'll be going into this a little bit blind. I mean, you obviously know the backgrounds of, Robbie Wilt's not coaching there anymore, so we've got a new coach that's coming from Palmyra, you know, just trying to do your best predictions of whatever. From an offensive standpoint, you just don't. You can we can work and prepare for different things. That's can come. We try to do that anyway. But the one thing you don't know, Tom, is you don't really have a hands-on of their personnel. You don't see them on film. Who's big? Who's fast? Who's whatever? You know. So you can kind of prepare for different schemes, but we're just kind of. You just don't know the whole personnel thing. So, and they were able to see a little of us this week and with our jamboree, but we're just going to have to, put all our heads together and just kind of, and you know what, Tom, week one, you got to be ready for just about anything because not everybody shows everything in a jamboree anyway. So week one always presents a unique challenge. That's for doggone sure.
Yeah, how did you guys look in the jamboree last Friday night, Coach?
I thought we looked all right. We've had a lot of the different things that we needed to clean up were, real easily correctable things. You never know what you're going to see. Like I said, somebody new. There were some different nuances that, were good jamboree type whether it be a formation or a scheme or whatever that, you just had to get, we'll get some things cleaned up, realignments and things like that. And that's, we'll be better for it in the future. It's just, that's the one thing that was nice about it. Cause I've done, when jamborees first started, we'd hit them for a while. And then I even experimented as a coach and didn't do it. And so I've done it different. I've only done that one other time, and I was sold then that the jamborees were always a. I always thought you're a step ahead come week one if you're playing in a jamboree, and we're hoping that's still the case this year. With there's been different cancellations. I know South Shelby was they were going to host theirs, and they decided to pass on that. So who's to say? I just think you do get a little bit of Friday Night Light taste and. Your pregame and just the whole get a little bit of an idea of your pace of the game when it comes time for week one. It's a little different than a soap game or something like that. And I hope that's something beneficial for us. And when it comes to Friday night,
Before I let you go, Coach, if you saw two of the teams that are expecting to be in that championship chase in the GRC in Princeton and Putnam County, I know you guys. I like to think that you're in that chase. South Harrison returns an awful lot off of last year. It looks like that this conference, at least the eight teams in the East, going to be as balanced and competitive as it's been in a while this year.
I think it'll be balanced, competitive, and we're all in that same boat. You got to keep your horses healthy, and when you're doing that, you're just going to get better each week. So. It's going to be a very interesting season, that's for sure. I think everybody will be, needs to be ready every week.
Appreciate the time, Coach. Good luck on Friday.
Hey, thanks a lot, Tom. Thanks for the coverage.